Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 16th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dr. Mac. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Happy Thursday.
And to you. Now, you are here with the sequel to last week, which is another volume of gift ideas.
Yes, and I'd say it's the thrilling conclusion, but then again, who knows what I'll write next week.
So okay.
I'm not gonna go there. But I promised in the first installment to be back with some reasonably priced offerings that will please the geek you love.
Okay.
And so I'd like to start with, I get the feeling, and you know, this is just a thing that I feel like after 35 years that Apple users like music, right? I might be
maybe
wrong, but many or most, I would say, enjoy listening to music.
Okay.
And I think that the proof is that Apple sells a butt ton of headphones and earphones for you to use to listen to stuff on your devices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their earphones and headphones and speakers are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excellent. There's nothing, you know, nothing. I can't say a bad word about them other than they're expensive.
Yeah.
And so one of the really fun parts of my job is people send me other earphones and headphones and speakers and say, we think ours is, you know, pretty good, like as good as Apple's, but at half the price. And the truth is, most of them aren't, but every so often I find a couple or three that you know, the way I test them is, you know, I love my AirPods Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I use them all the time. They're comfortable. I can wear them all day and they don't bother me. There's just nothing I don't like about them. But I will switch to a different set of headphones or earphones and test them. And the proof for me is, do I hate them so much that I won't even test them anymore? That eliminates them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know, would I mind if this were my everyday headphones? And if the answer is, yeah, I'd be okay with these, then maybe I'll put them in a column or, you know, recommend them. And so for the last year, I've been looking for, you know, what's going to be better than my $259, I think, AirPod Pros.
Mm-hmm.
At a lower price. And the thing is, they're not exactly the same. Like, nobody else does spatial audio. If that's a must have for you, you got to spend double the money. But if all you want is good listening, all you want is good music, I found a couple of pairs of earbuds at a couple of very attractive price points that are really pretty sweet. One
okay.
of them comes from our friends at Monoprice, which is one of my favorite stores. They have mm-hmm. all kinds of things with their own brand on them that are really solid, like really solid picks. And in this case, their earbuds and earphones have been really surprisingly good at really, really low prices. So, for example, their little earbuds, they're called the Monolith MTWE. They're on sale now for $79.99. I think they were more. I think they were $99 or $119, but they're on sale for $79.99. They have all the premium features other than the spatial sound.
Mm-hmm.
They have very good active noise canceling, APTX HD audio, and they are good for, I don't know, 10, 12 hours, 14 hours, I don't know. They last as long as or longer than my Apple earbuds. They sound great. They work flawlessly with all my Apple devices. And as I said, they're $79.99, not $2-something. And I have to say, I used those for a lot longer than I needed to because they sounded good. They actually, I think, may sound better than my AirPods Pro. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I'm old and my ears aren't what they used to be. So at least they sound really good. They may sound better. But if even $79.99 is too much for you, I found a pair that were significantly less than that, that I was pretty impressed with the way they sounded and behaved. They don't have the high-end stuff. They don't have the noise canceling, and I don't think they have APTX. Maybe they do, but they do deliver surprisingly good sound for $40. They're called Flybuds 3. They're the third generation from Tribit, T-R-I-B-I-T. Okay. They make, I've recommended their stuff in years past. They make really solid, really reasonably priced earphones, headphones, and speakers, as I'm going to mention in a minute, because they're my speaker pick this year, too, Tribit. But before we get there, I did find one other set of earphones, actually headphones, over-the-ear headphones. So I like an over-the-ear headphone when I'm working in my wood shop. And I like a noise-canceling over-the-ear headphone. So I was looking for something, you know, good quality sound, comfortable for wearing for a long time, and not $400 or $500 or even $200. And what I found was, again, for Monoprice, these are the BT600 ANC. They have the noise-canceling. They're really comfortable. They're lightweight and don't, you know, like weigh on your head. They don't, the hardly know they're there. And then they just feel and sound like much more expensive headphones. They're $69.99 at Monoprice. I think that is also a reduced price. I think they were more, but $69.99 now.
Yeah. I know a couple of people who have a Tribit Bluetooth speaker, because they make some waterproof ones, and I know a couple of people who have those and appreciate them, and they're, it's like a $30 or $40 Bluetooth speaker, but waterproof and has really good sound. So I know
I happen to have one of those. That's, and I think you mentioned something about a shower speaker not too long ago.
Yes,
that is the speaker that I'm using, not in the shower, but I put it on the because it's drop resistant also. I set it up on the shower's like rim.
Yeah,
it's not a very sturdy, stable place, but I can hear it really well.
Yeah,
and it's waterproof if it falls into the water. I do like that one, but the one that I was recommending this year is, you know, I just reviewed the HomePod Mini. And it's a really nice little speaker for $99.
Well, we're gonna dig into that in a minute.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because we do have more recommendations, of course. But I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Hunter Douglas. So who doesn't want to live well, be perfectly at ease in comfort and in style? Hunter Douglas can help you do just that with their innovative window shade designs, gorgeous fabrics, and control systems so advanced they can schedule themselves to automatically adjust to their optimal positions throughout the day. Sometimes the advantage is the way the shades diffuse harsh sunlight and cast a nice glow across the room, or maybe it's the superior insulation that helps keep you warmer in winter and cooler in summer. And you can combine all of that with Hunter Douglas's Power View technology, so your shades can be set to automatically reposition for the perfect balance of light, privacy, and insulation morning, noon, and night. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas, and here's what you do. Visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today and get your free Style Get Smarter design guide with fresh takes, creative ideas, and smart solutions for dressing your windows. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for your free design guide. hunterdouglas.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. Okay, so you want to talk to me about the HomePod Mini.
Well, not really. I recommend it if you want to spend $99 on a single speaker. It's fine. It's a really good speaker. However, it isn't portable. I mean, unless you have an AC outlet wherever
not.
You're going, it's a plug-in speaker, which may or may not suit you. But for the same kind of money, you could get a 2-pound portable powerhouse with deep, punchy bass and 24-hour battery life. That would be the Stormbox Pro from Tribit also.
Okay.
And that's my go-to speaker when I need something that's really loud, but not huge.
Yeah.
You know, if I need to like play music outdoors, that's the one I grab. And I've got a lot of speakers in that category, in that class. Mm-hmm. You know, over the years, I've collected a few of them and they're all pretty good. But this one is, I think, sounds a little better, has a little bit better punchy bass response. If you like to listen to hip hop type music or I guess rap music with the punchy basses, mm-hmm. you'll really like these speakers. I like them because they're pretty accurate, even at high volumes.
Okay.
And 24 hour battery is really good.
That is good. Yeah.
Those are my picks for listening. But I have one more thing that's kind of in that vein. You got something?
Well, yeah. Before we get there. So I just want to say I have seen a few deals on the HomePod Mini. So you may be able to save a little bit of money. Not a ton. Like, I think it was like $10 off. Like more than one place.
It is an Apple product. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised to hear that there's even a deal.
Yeah. So I have seen them for $89, so maybe that would work for you. And then additionally, just to go back to the HomePod Mini for a minute, not only is it not portable, yeah. but it is not recommended for that to be like the bathroom speaker. So, yeah. So no. if you're looking for something a little better... not shower speaker even, but like, you know, like I think it's they point out like it's not supposed to be in a particularly humid environment or something like that. So so yeah, if you're looking for something else, then maybe one of these from Tribit is the thing to do for you. And then and the Stormbox, definitely sounds interesting. And then you have one more ear-related item that is not headphones.
No, this is actually, I'm going to tip of the hat to Dave Hamilton on this one.
Yes.
Because he's said to me so many times, you should go spend the money to have custom ear protection made so mm-hmm. that when you go to listen to music, you can hear all of the music, but at a lower volume level that won't hurt your ears. And
you mean live music?
Live music, okay. Even, even music at my house, maybe. If it's above a certain level, it can hurt your ears. Mm-hmm. And the longer you listen to it at the sustained high volume, the more likely it is to cause damage. And now, you have to remember, I grew up in an age when there was no such thing as ear damage or ear protection.
Yep.
I was a roadie for very loud bands. And I would go on stage with nothing over my ears, and I would spend 90 minutes sitting next to a guitar amp that was putting out very loud guitar. Anyway, I've learned that if I want to protect the hearing that I have left, I should use something to reduce the level of really loud music.
Uh-huh.
So when I go to live music, I used to use these little foam, you know, like 29-cent foam earplugs,
mm-hmm.
which don't do a very good job of either reducing the decibel level or allowing the frequencies you want to hear to come through.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheap, though. So I didn't go as far as Dave would have me go and have ear molds and, you know, custom molded ear protection created for me.
Yeah.
But I found something for $23.99 called the Vibes High Fidelity Earplugs.
Okay.
They're really comfortable. They mm-hmm. They're designed to reduce the ambient decibel levels without sacrificing any sound clarity. I've tested them a couple times. They really were, I hardly noticed that I was reducing the level
mm-hmm.
because I could hear all of the different frequencies that I was hoping to hear. They just weren't as loud, and that was very cool for mm-hmm. $24. So if your loved one is somebody who frequents, you know, loud live music type things, this might be a really good gift for them.
Yeah. That sounds good, actually.
Two more really quick, because I know we're up against our time limit here, because
mm-hmm.
my watch just tickled me. So two more things. One is the PropTart. It's $9.99 from Smartish.com.
Smartish. I love Smartish.
This is their answer to the pop, what are those called?
Pop socket? Yeah.
Yeah. Which I find kind of obnoxious. I mean, they put a big bump on the back of your phone, which makes it inconvenient for many things.
Mm-hmm.
While it is convenient to hold on to, but couldn't you have something like that that's a little less obtrusive? Well, yes, you can. It's the prop tart. It's kind of a leather loop that folds down flat when you're not using it, but mm-hmm. pops out and lets you stick your hand behind it to, you know, do one-handed texting or shoot a selfie or whatever it is. It's also a kickstand for watching videos, and at $10, I think mm-hmm. it's way more useful than a pop socket.
Yeah, and I will point out that it is, this will stick to most cases, not silicone, but not silicone. It will stick to a variety of other things. And like, you can stick it straight to your phone. You can stick it to a different case if you'd prefer. And and it's $9.99, and Smartish is great.
Four colors.
Yeah.
It comes in four colors. Yeah, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to put in a little roll of the Smarties candy
mm-hmm.
with every order. It's like if you bought something from them when the package came, it had a little bit of confetti and a little bit of Smarties candy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're Smartish. They're also local. They're Boston-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
I like them. They have a good sense. They have a good sense of style, and also they don't overcharge for really cool products. All right, last
and
one.
And a good sense of humor, because it's called the Prop Tart. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of things I sampled from them. They sent me a couple of cases for reviewing, and I went and bought another one so that I could have a MagSafe case. For a clear MagSafe case for my iPhone 12. And
I like their clear MagSafe case. I did not recommend it this year, only because I recommended other stuff from Smartish. And I've recommended their clear case in the past, but the new one with the MagSafe is awesome, and it's less expensive than a couple other ones I've tried.
And it's, you know,
it's good.
It's grippy, but not too grippy, and it's protectionary, but not massive, and like there's all kinds of good things about it. I can't say enough. Honestly, really, I can't say enough.
And it's truly clear, not kind of yellowish clear.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't say enough nice stuff about them. The branding is subtle. I really like it, and all of their colors and their wallet case are both really cool. And I think I've recommended those here before. But anyway, your last pick, Bob, is.
Oh, and this will only take a second because I've recommended it before. It's Apple's AirTags. Just stick one on anything that you tend to lose, and you won't lose it anymore.
Yeah.
So I've got one in my wallet, one in my keys, one in my car, one in my wife. So.
And you can get.
I'm covered.
And I will add an additional pick to that, which is get a case or a holder. Or whatever you want to call it, for an AirTag that works for what you want. So Catalyst makes, they make waterproof cases, and they also make some AirTag wranglers. And you can clip one to like shoelaces or to like a dog collar. They have sort of a clip on. They have one with a carabiner clip so that you can hook it to your backpack or whatever you want. And there are other ways that you can attach AirTags to stuff if you so desire. So check that out too.
Yes, absolutely. An AirTag alone, unless you have a place to put it, mm-hmm. is going to cost you another $25.
Yeah, and there's loads of other sorts of keychains and holders and all kinds of stuff that you can get for those.
And if worse comes to worse, there are instructions on the internet for how to drill a hole through it without hurting it.
And it works, yeah.
I haven't tried yet, but might be
allegedly.
Fun.
Yeah,
might be fun.
That's what we hear. So. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We would like to hear your success stories if you buy anything from Bob's Gift Guides, or if there's something that you think we missed that we need to bring up in a future show, let us know. Observations@macobserver.com, TMODaily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And if you are looking for something that you would like to give to Daily Observations that would cost you nothing, go give us a review. And that's always helpful for us. So, Bob, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks again for having me. You know how much I enjoy you doing all the work.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.